Hey you guys, I'm back home in New Orleans after this Hurricane Ida. It's been a long 2.5 weeks. Lights finally came on. Had a little, my roof was kind of damaged, but it didn't cave in or anything like that. So thank God for that. It's just a lot thinking about this hurricane and thinking about what I went through with Hurricane Katrina. I really went through a hard time these last 2.5 weeks. My mind has just been all over the place. And I want to thank everyone that's continued to listen to my podcast and continue to support me. I really appreciate you guys. I'm back home now, working. Took my work with me, but I wasn't really focused on it. So now that I am home, I can kind of focus on it. And I was doing the R. Kelly trial on my podcast. And as you have been listening, I'm so far behind. I missed 2.5 weeks of it, and I'm trying to catch up. It's a lot to catch up. I'm going to bring some... I'm going to bring it some kind of way. I don't know how. I haven't figured that out yet, but yeah, I'm going to figure that out some kind of way. But thank you guys so much for everyone that's continued to listen to my podcast, and thank everyone that's called and text and everything. If you're trying to reach out to me, you can reach me by email at thisdis504girl.podcast@gmail.com. That's my email address for my podcast. I'm also on Instagram at this504girl. You can catch me on Twitter at this504girl. If you want to reach out to me, and yeah, so I'm trying to get everything together. Like I said, with the R. Kelly, I'm so far behind. I don't know how I'm going to catch up. It's just a lot. But I'm going to try my best to do that, because I said I was going to bring a trial on my podcast, because I have been waiting for this trial a long, long time. I also went through something else during Hurricane Ida. I lost my good friend, Nicole, that I met through the R. Kelly. Because we was in this group called Team True. And she passed away right before the storm hit New Orleans. And I have been really, really, really sad about that. I really miss you, Nicole. And I'm thinking about you every single day. That's not a day that don't go by that I don't think about Nicole. Before the storm hit, I want to contact Javante, and because her father had just passed, and I want to contact Javante and Nicole to see what they doing, anything for Javante, you know, for flowers or what have you. My mind kept saying, call Nicole, call Nicole, call Nicole, and then I got that phone call that Nicole had passed away, and I am so saddened about that I've never picked up the phone to call Nicole. So I'm getting teary-eyed now. So the message is, when you have somebody on your mind that you keep thinking about that I need to call, please pick up the phone and call them. I regret so much that I didn't pick up the phone and call Nicole. So you got somebody on your mind like, damn, I need to call them, I need to pick up the phone and call, please pick up the phone and call. That is my biggest regret. So now, when I got somebody on my mind like this, like I did with Nicole, I'm picking up the phone, because you never know. You just never know that you might not. The last time you talked to them might be the last time that you will ever talk to them. So yeah. I'll be back in the next few days. I'm trying to get everything together to bring the next episode for R. Kelly trial is very deep. A lot of details has gone on in these last 2.5 weeks. So just bear with me. Thank you so much, you guys. Continue listening to my podcast. And I'll talk to you later.